Welcome to the MJA podcast. I'm talking today with Professor Roger Strasser, who is the Dean and CEO of the Northern Ontario School of Medicine in Canada. Hello, Roger. Welcome back to Aussie, and thanks for your time.
Well, thank you. Great to talk to you today.
You've written an editorial for the MJA about rural health, basically, and about how to recruit and maintain a rural health workforce, which, of course, is a constant debate we have here. Talk to us a little bit about the Northern Ontario School, because you helped set it up, and it's got a fantastic reputation for producing doctors who want to practice rurally. Tell us a little bit about how you set it up and the whole concept of social accountability.
The central theme of my editorial is about the value of active community participation. And that really, that involvement of the community was something that was central to the genesis of the Northern Ontario School of Medicine and subsequently the development and implementation of the school. The school really came into existence because back in 2000 and 2001, people across Northern Ontario, which is a vast geographic area, lots of small remote rural communities, lots of Indigenous communities. It's got a very, it's a resource-based economy, boom, bust. It's mostly forestry and mining and tourism. So in Northern Ontario, there'd never been enough doctors or other health professionals, and the health status of the people was generally worse than the rest of Ontario and the rest of Canada. So in that context, people said, if we're ever going to have enough doctors, if we're ever going to improve the health of the people of Northern Ontario, we need our own Northern Ontario School of Medicine. So the school really came into existence because people across the communities actually advocated to have the school. And that provided the genesis of the school being developed with this social accountability mandate. That's the commitment to be responsive to the health needs of the people and the communities of Northern Ontario, with a focus on improving the health of the people of Northern Ontario.
And how does the community become involved in recruiting students, for example, and in supporting students and young doctors?
So community members and communities right across Northern Ontario were involved even as the school was beginning and helping to develop the Made in Northern Ontario component of the curriculum. For our selection admissions process, we have community volunteers who assist in assessing the applications, the written applications, and then assist us as interviewers for the interviews when applicants are called for interview. But the idea is to identify applicants who are most suited to our curriculum model and also ultimately to providing healthcare in the Northern Ontario context.
You developed a system of learning called distributed community engaged learning. Tell us a little bit about that.
Yes, well, distributed, I mentioned we have a vast geography. It's over 800,000 square kilometres and for less than 800,000 people.
Yeah.
and so many, many communities. Our model involves pretty much all the communities, over 90 communities across Northern Ontario that are sites where our students and our various learners may undertake part of their clinical learning. In order to do that, of course, we have to connect these sites electronically using communication technology, and we have an extensive digital library service, which means that if you have access to the internet, you have access to educational resources and information, pretty much the same as if you're in the big city, like in a teaching hospital. But the centerpiece of distributed community engaged learning is community engagement.
Yes.
The interdependent partnerships that the school has with the communities of Northern Ontario, and this is a true partnership, but the focus is on benefits to the school and benefits to the community.
So 12 years on, what is the result?
So the school opened in 2005, so we're now 12 years since our official opening. I think it is fair to say that access to healthcare has improved dramatically. If you look at the graduates from our undergraduate program, 62% have chosen general practice, mostly rural general practice, as their career direction. That's almost double the national average for Canada going into general practice. And then if you look, because in Canada the medical schools run postgraduate education as well, we can look at the graduates of our undergraduate program who then have done their postgraduate in Northern Ontario, and 94% of them are practicing in Northern Ontario. That includes about a third, 33%, who are in practicing in the smaller, the remote and rural communities.
That's a fantastic strike rate. What can Australia learn from Northern Ontario?
The focus of this editorial is really to highlight the benefit of having communities actively participating in the whole process. As I said, the selection, the community members also contribute to supporting our students and our trainees when they're in communities as part of their clinical learning. And it's not, it's certainly about providing a sense of a welcome and helping the learners to feel at home in the community, because if they, you know, there's a future recruitment potential there. If the students like the community and feel at home, and their family members want to be in the community, then they're more likely to come back and practice in the future. The communities also contribute to the learning environment and help our students to appreciate the social determinants of health at the local level. So the communities really have a critical role in many ways for the school, and it does have a benefit. So we did a study now a couple of years ago which showed that 8 communities that had previously struggled to maintain medical services, in fact, before the school, they had a total of 30 full-time equivalent vacancies. Now they have 1 vacancy out of the 8 communities. So, you know, they have essentially been able to recruit graduates from NOSM who are now providing medical care in their communities. They're spending much less money on recruitment. Yeah. And they're planning ahead rather than filling gaps next week and next month. So I think the school and the active involvement of communities has really paid dividends. It's paid real benefits for these communities. And actually, when I mentioned dividends, there's a financial dimension to this as well.
Yeah.
We just recently repeated the study looking at the economic impact of Northern Ontario School of Medicine, and showed that in 2016, the school contributed over $100 million of new economic activity to the communities of Northern Ontario. And the budget for the school is only just over $40 million. So that's more than a 2-for-1 multiplier effect.
Have you had much chance to talk to Australian colleges and universities about this?
Oh, yes. From time to time, I'm invited to speak to various colleges and to the universities and even to government personnel as well. And they're certainly very interested in the model. As recently as the end of April, beginning of May, was talking with Minister Gillespie, the Minister for Rural Health. He's very interested in the success we've had in Northern Ontario and hoping to help to engineer the same sort of achievements here in Australia. In the editorial, I also mentioned Northern Europe.
Yes.
So we, Northern Ontario School of Medicine Canada, have been working now for quite a number of years with communities in the far north of northern countries of Europe. So we're talking about Sweden, Norway, Scotland, Iceland, and Canada. And what we found is that these small, rural, remote communities in those countries have the same kind of challenges in terms of recruitment, retention of health and other public sector workforce. And actually, we found that these communities have more in common with each other across national borders than they have with the larger population centres in their own countries. So once again, it's highlighted the importance of communities being actively involved in addressing the challenges and creating opportunities that make it attractive for students and new graduates to provide care in these remote, rural, and for that matter also Indigenous communities.
Yeah, it says a lot about you can't just replicate an urban model and put it in a country town. It's not going to work.
No, that's right. Taking an off-the-shelf model, an urban model, and trying to somehow transform it and transplant it into the rural setting generally doesn't work. The models that work best are ones that have been developed in and for the rural and the remote community settings.
Thanks, Roger.
Thank you.